Chapter 8 Comet Tail's Curse. It was worse than Twilight Sparkle thought. Until this moment, she realized she'd never actually seen Comet Tail's Curse. It had always been a simple story passed on to young unicorns. But there it was, written in black ink on the page of a book. That made it more real than anything. She traced her hoof over the words. The wizard who alters another's magic must see to its intended end, or prepare to see their magic come to an end. No more magic? What a horrible fate that would be! Twilight shuddered. As she went back to work on her scroll, she found herself wishing she hadn't sent Starlight Glimmer away. Solving this spell with a friend would be so much better. Across the castle, Starlight Glimmer collapsed onto the pretty carpet of the suite. The unicorn felt so dizzy she could barely breathe. This new version of Mooncurve's minutia she'd invented was incredibly intense. She'd tried to perform it so many times that she'd used up all of her energy, and it was all for nothing. Only once had it felt like something had shifted, but something was still off. According to her clock, time had not slowed back down at all. Starlight stood up and stomped her hoof on the ground in frustration. Why is this so hard to get right? Maybe this whole hiding out plan had been a mistake, thought Starlight as she trotted over to the sofa and reclined back into its soft folds. Starlight imagined an alternate reality in which she'd actually followed Twilight's instructions and visited Sunburst instead. The two of them would have shared some crystal berry pie while they caught up on Sunburst's new role as Baby Flurry Heart's Royal Crystaller. In turn, Starlight would have shared stories of her forays into friendship lessons and all the follies that followed them. He'd probably get a kick out of the time that Starlight had made friends with the great and powerful Trixie and become a magician's assistant. It sounded like it would have been a nice trip. Starlight looked around the beautiful suite and suddenly felt very alone. But instead of wallowing in sadness or regret, she got back to what she was best at, making magic bend to her will. The unicorn stood over the spellbook and closed her eyes to concentrate. The room began to brighten and whir, kicking up a tornado of wind around her. Items began to fly from the shelves and from her saddlebag on the floor as she recited the words. Excitement grew inside her. Starlight was finally getting it right! Twilight Sparkle and all of Ponyville would be so impressed when she showed them what she'd perfected. All she needed was a little bit longer to practice. And some more food.